T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebbe.
Let's go, let's get it on! Oh, Peters!
Hey, we've got a fight, Fulton and Rebbe, they're exchanging punches.
The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Makes your job easier hosting a show from home when you have a guy like Elliot Friedman joining the line. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
We're doing great.
Are we?
I think we're just doing great. We haven't seen each other in like 2 weeks. It's amazing.
Well, you know what? Listen, no lie here, Elliot. It's not like I'm sitting at home going like, man, I got to get to work to see Craig. I'm losing it. I don't know. Who's the most miserable person you work with, Elliot?
How long do we have?
Okay. Well, take the person that works closest to you, the most miserable person, Berkey. And then multiply that by Berkey. 15, mm-hmm. and then have them jam down your throat 4 hours a day for a week. You tell me how I'm doing. This is great.
If you can handle the self-isolation, it's excellent. If you're one of those people that craves human contact, not so easy. But
well, this is why. Good. This is why Craig is going first overall in the quarantine.
I gotta tell you, I think this has been amazing.
I don't think I've ever seen Craig so happy in the last 2 weeks.
You know what's amazing is I'm even telling my kids that we have to be quarantined in the house. So they're not allowed to come out of their room. I gotta stay downstairs. Everything's great.
He's got all the door handles tied on the outside together to the right to the newel post.
I should try that. That's a good one. I gotta give you credit. I didn't even think of that one.
All right, Elliot, what's going on your side of the world?
Probably very similar to yours. We're trying to do stuff to keep myself busy. You know what? I've given up sugar, and I've cut my alcohol intake to only 2 days a week I can drink alcohol. So that's what I'm trying to do because I don't want
to. Are you trying to make yourself go crazy?
Yeah, I know. Eh? It's not easy. I started watching that Tiger Guy thing on Netflix. Wow, that thing is wild.
Yes. Did you make it through the whole thing?
I'm on the second one. I just finished the second one.
Can I ask you something? There's a lot of people raving about it. And last night, later on, I gave it a shot. And I don't know that. I'll save my opinion for another day on that. I'm just curious to know your thoughts.
Well, the one thing I believe is it doesn't need, I'm in episode 2, like I said, just finished. But I don't believe it needs to be 7 episodes or whatever it is. Like sometimes I think in our business, guys, we we create this thing that, oh, it's a 12-part special because we think that the more it is, the better it is. It doesn't need to be 7 episodes, I don't think. I think it could have been, I mean, for example, the 2 I've been through could probably be down to 1. So I can understand what you're if you're leading me on as if it's too much, I get it. But I've heard the payoff in later episodes is very good. Like some buddies who've gotten through it have said to me, you have to hang in because some of the biggest punch is packed later in these shows. And it's worth it, they tell me.
So, like, I guess, what angle are they coming at from? Like, I was kind of in and out in the first episode, and I'm wondering, are they coming at it from the activist side of things, or are they coming at it from the, hey, this is okay side of things? Because I think that, like, they're it seems to me like they're celebrating this guy, and I don't really know. Like, he has these rare tigers and cats, big cats, in cages in Florida.
Well, we know he ends up in jail, right? So I'm not giving a spoiler alert there. Like, all you have to do is turn on the show and you know that happens. But I don't know if I'd say they're celebrating him. I think they're trying to give you an idea of why this guy is wired the way he is. And the other thing too, Andrew, is it's pretty obvious he's a pretty complex guy. There's a lot going on with him. And I think they're trying to explain that this isn't just a story about a guy who keeps rare pets, whether you agree or disagree with that. I think they're trying to explain that this is, like most of us, there's good and there's bad that we do, and people are complicated. And I think that's the thing I actually think of. Like, I was expecting the same thing you did. Like, who is this guy who's keeping tigers where they shouldn't be? And there's an early scene where a guy's got a snow leopard in his truck. This is a different guy.
Yeah.
A guy's got a snow leopard. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. What is he doing with that? And I think in this particular, in the situation with the key person, Joe or whatever his name is, they're trying to explain that it's a lot deeper than that. And that's the one thing I kind of like about it. People are complicated. We do good. We do bad. You know, we do things that are smart. We do things that are dumb. And why do we do things that are dumb or bad? Because we're humans. And I kind of like that whole way of trying to explain who this guy is and how his life has been, and maybe let that explain some of the choices he's made. I respect that about this piece.
Okay. All right.
And you know what? And what I'm just going to add this so we can end this Tiger King topic. I think you have to see all the episodes to actually understand and appreciate what's going to happen.
I would agree with that.
Okay.
So, well, moving on.
I'll tell you what. You guys sold me. Okay? Because I wasn't going back for round 2, but I'm going in for round 2. Second plate coming up. And I'll tell you what I think tomorrow. But on a different note, Elliot, I've already told Riv what I think. I think he's told me what I think, but one team, I'm not surprised it's only one team because it's not like it's a brilliant idea. One team has proposed a play down for the number 1 pick overall.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. That is out there. The commissioner did tell teams we're willing to listen to ideas. I think he's even said it to media. I think he's made it very clear that if you have a creative idea that you're thinking about for the playoffs, please submit it. And I believe people had. And as Craig Custance reported yesterday, I believe there is a team that has submitted a proposal. Instead of a lottery, you have a tournament for it. And from what I understand, the one complication is that Ottawa would have 2 picks and San Jose would have none. So what do you do with that? And I'm curious to see what the proposal is for that. Like, do you have Ottawa play double the games and San Jose not play at all? It's kind of an interesting situation.
Belleville plays.
Belleville plays. That's not bad. I'll give you that one. They were pretty good this year. But, you know, the one thing I don't know if that'll happen, Andrew, But I like the fact that people are at least thinking differently. When we come back, and I don't know when, but we know at some point we will, they're going to have to be creative. You can't come back with, okay, opening night of the season, Buffalo versus Montreal, Toronto versus Ottawa, St. Louis versus Chicago, and Anaheim versus LA. You can't do that. You've got to come back with something unique, something different, something that's going to grab eyeballs. And to me, that does it. And I think at this point in time, people should be encouraged to think a little bit differently.
Do you think, and it's impossible to even know this or understand, but do you think that they're trying to play or finish this season?
I doubt it. Now, one thing I know, I've talked with a couple of GMs about it. They're going to want some kind of, I don't know if exhibition game or tune-up game is the right thing for it. Because, a lot of us have been proposing this kind of play-in. Where, let's say they go to 24 teams, and it has been talked about. Well, then one of the things that's been discussed is the top two teams in every division get a bye, and everybody else, 5 versus 12, 6 versus 11, and so on, you have to play a play-in game or a two-game series or something like that. Well, then, one of the GMs of a team that would get a bye said to me, wait a second. We're going to be in first or second place in our division. And our reward is we get a bye after not playing for months. And then we've got to play a lower-seeded team that has just played two really intense games and we haven't played at all. That's not right. And he makes a good point. So I don't know if we'll get regular season games, but we're going to get something. To me, Andrew, I don't think they should be coming back with, okay, we're going to play a couple of regular season games and then determine the playoffs. I think the playoffs should be determined. I think they should say, look, we're putting in 24 teams, and we're going in with this, but everybody's going to have one or two games to warm up with first. To me, I don't see a point in playing the regular season as much, unless you just want to do it for the hell of it. But I think at this point in time, you've got to be looking at, we're coming back with a playoff format, and this is it. And now here's how we're going to get everybody warmed up.
I don't have anything to say. I mean, it's one of those things where I don't just want to get into a discussion with you, Elliot, and waste your time spitballing ideas.
Why not?
Because we have no idea. We have no idea if we're even going to play again or not. But I look forward to seeing the reactions of the teams that aren't put on the same level. That's all I have to say.
Well, I understand, Craig. I understand that. I get that. The one thing is, for example, last week, I'll tell you guys this. Actually, this is actually something I think could appeal to you guys because you guys both play. So I heard last week that some players were not thrilled about the idea of playing in July. They didn't want to play in July because that's not kind of the way they're wired. And, one guy called me and he asked me, he said, what do you think about this? And I was like, I get it. I understand. Okay, I'll concede I get the point. You're used to July as your recovery time. But this situation is so unparalleled and unprecedented in our lifetimes. I'm sorry. I'm not old enough to know what happened in 1918-19 when the Spanish flu attacked the world. This is a unique and different circumstance in our lifetimes, and hopefully we never see anything like this again. But everybody's going to have to adapt. Nobody's winning out of this. We're all feeling it, whether it's financially or emotionally, or we joked at the top that we like staying at home. I'm with the two of you. I love it, but not everybody likes it. And we're all going through challenges here. And we have to understand that nobody is coming out of this unscathed. And we're all going to have to accept a bit of a new reality here, and we can't all benefit. So, like, if you're talking about the Sabres, okay, and the Sabres, if they went to top 12 on the points percentage, you guys would just miss out to Montreal. And I would totally understand why the Sabres, their fans, the players, the organization, and everybody would be pissed off if that mean they didn't get in. I get that. But, I mean, unless you're putting everybody in, I don't know what else you do. Now, what I would do is if I was the Sabres, I would say, look, if we don't get into the playoffs, we want increased draft lottery odds. That those teams who get into the playoffs should have their draft lottery odds decreased and ours should be increased. And that's the kind of trade-off that I would be looking for if I was in their shoes.
Wow. I would just like to see everybody in the playoffs. If they're going to play, make a playoff, I'd like to see every team in the playoffs.
Good. So what are you going to have? Like, mathematically, it doesn't even work unless you give someone a bye. But the reality is every team in this situation would not want a bye. This whole coronavirus is a bye. They're going to want to get back playing and get the stale legs out from underneath them. They're not going to want to sit back and watch everybody else grind it out, because there's benefit to sitting out, but there's also, I believe in this scenario, there's more benefit to playing. Now, Elliot, the other question.
How about you just give Detroit the first overall pick, tell them that they're not going to play in the playoffs. They're like 40 or 20 points behind the next team. Is it not?
I'll tell you why. Because you don't think Ottawa wants to land Lafreniere?
Lafreniere.
He's right over the border.
Ottawa has better odds than Detroit because they've got two picks. Ottawa's got better odds than Detroit because they got two picks.
That's right.
But Ottawa's not going to want to get in, Riv. Ottawa could end up with number one and number two.
They could.
Yeah, that's
now.
Wow.
Now I'll say this: I don't know if I mentioned it to you before. When I was talking about getting Chicago and Montreal in because they have fans who watch them and it's better for your TV ratings. Somebody did call me and say, "You know who else people watch? Buffalo and Detroit." So yeah. I mean, I don't know, but like, I don't think you're putting Detroit in the playoffs. I just don't see that. Maybe you go to 26, maybe you go to 28. I don't know what the answer is here. I think at one point somebody did propose everybody with a March Madness style, and you just figure out the math. Like, I think all these things are on the table. But I don't know. I don't know if they're going to put all 31 teams in. I'd be surprised, but I've been surprised before.
Well, 31 thoughts. At number eight, we got to talk about this conversation. We know you talked to some of the stars recently around the league. And the quotes here that I'm reading about Jack Eichel are absolutely phenomenal.
Well, I mean, credit to him, because he was willing to do it and willing to send those in. You know, it's funny. Years ago, when I hadn't dealt with Eichel yet, and someone sent me that article in Sports Illustrated, and it had that line, like, he talks about how he doesn't like it when people kiss his ass. He likes the truth. And they said, if you ever deal with Jack Eichel, you know, you've got to know that. And one of the things that you worry about on email or text whenever we all know this, you're always worried that somebody will misunderstand the tone of what you're trying to say. So when you're doing this kind of a thing, you're kind of talking about, okay, I want to make sure that the player understands what I'm getting at. So I basically use that line about, you know, the Sports Illustrated piece. And, you know, I thought his quotes were really good too. I thought he had some really interesting things to say. I love that note about, his dad being his toughest critic, telling him at New Year's that he was really proud of where he'd gone as a player. I know that Eichel really takes his workout routine seriously. But I think the thing I was most curious about is that, you know, it's been another hard year in Buffalo, frustrating. And, you know, at the beginning of the year at the NHL, at the media tour in Chicago, he talked a lot about his first conversations with Ralph Cooley, about how he gave him confidence and made him believe in the positive energy. I just wanted to know if in March he still felt that way after a tough season. And it's pretty clear he did. And I think that's probably the most optimistic thing that you can have right now in Buffalo, that in terms of hockey, is that Jack Eichel still believes in Ralph Kruger. And I thought that was a great answer by him. And I think Eichel deserves a lot of credit, as a lot of other guys do, for being generous enough to give really thoughtful answers.
I love it. How's your fingernail taste, Rib? You've been biting your nail the whole time.
What? What are you talking about?
See, I can see you, but you can't see me. No, that's interesting, Elliot. I always wonder about star players and their fathers and their parents and outside influences and who gives them advice, because these guys have to be so careful on who they listen to. And, you know, I just think hearing that about the toughest critic, but I think, you know, he measures the success by winning. I said to Craig, you can see that in his post-game interviews. I mean, I think a lot of times, you know, we mistook immaturity for how to handle losing. And, you know, he started off losing often in this league. And I think that that is something that absolutely drives him. I think winning drives him. And someone yesterday, they posted the top hat tricks in the league. And I feel like that Ottawa game where he went out and got all four goals was kind of that game where he was that I'm sick of losing player at that moment.
You know what I loved in that game is he tried to get Vasey the empty netter. Like, that was the best part about it, is that he's sitting there, you know, he could get four goals, and he's trying to tell Vasey to get open so he can get a goal he desperately needs. I agree with you. I think, you know, sometimes we forget that you hand a young guy the keys to the franchise and he's 18, 19 years old. And some guys at 18, 19, they're really lucky. They can handle that. Like, I know I couldn't have. And I think Jack Eichel, when he was 18, 19, he wanted to do all the right things. He wanted to be that guy. He's like, yes, I will lead the Buffalo Sabres into their next phase and their next era and their next generation of success. But and I think that's important. But it doesn't mean we all know how to do it at that age. And I think he's really grown into it. I think he really cares. He wants to do well. And I think we're all realizing it now.
And just going back to that night, he tried to give VC the OT goal or the empty netter. Do you remember the empty netter?
I don't remember it, but I remember asking him about it.
He shelved it in center right. it was a frozen rope under the bar from just over the blue line or the red line, sorry. Like he snapped it.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. Hey, before we let you go, number 15 on your list came back with Dylan Larkin and Steve Yzerman. Does it sound like there is some optimism for Craig Rive to acquire Dylan Larkin from the Red Wings?
Not a chance. After reading that, Steve Yzerman knows that you have to give your fans a reason to come to your game. And if you're trading Dylan Larkin, are you really getting that? Are you really doing that? I mean, you better get something incredible in return. And the fact that Yzerman's telling him, hey, you got to lead positively and Larkin's willing to do it, that says to me that the GM is investing a lot in his captain.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's funny.
It makes me sick to my stomach to even hear that.
Because I don't know. He and Larkin, man, are in very similar situations at the start of their careers in Detroit.
Very similar.
Oh, I listen. I mean, you're going to waste an amazing player for many, many years in Detroit. That's just my opinion.
I get that. Look, I understand what you're saying, but as far as I'm concerned, you also have to show to your fans that you have a purpose. There's a reason you come to the rink. And one of the reasons you come to the rink, if you're a Red Wing fan, is to watch Dylan Larkin, especially when you're where you are right now.
Makes sense.
I don't like that answer, Elliot.
Elliot, here's a homework assignment for you, because we don't have the power to get it done. Okay. What would it take to get Dylan Strome from the Chicago Blackhawks? Let's work on that one for next week.
You can do that. Okay.
All right. Well, I like the sound of that. That looks good.
That could happen. That's a possibility.
Why? Like what? You doing the homework or actually getting Dylan Strome?
Well, both, I guess, actually. No, I think he's available. I think he'd be available.
And what are we talking about here, Elliot? What would you have to give up to get a player like this?
Well, that's the research I'd have to do, but I don't think it's like there was a point this year where they were talking about, you know, a fresh start for him and seeing what was available out there. So I don't know if it's a time, but I'll research it for you. Gives me something to do for 7 days.
Yes, well, sir. We don't have those contacts, Elliot, so we appreciate you doing the dirty work for us.
No problem.
And if we don't read about it in next week's 31 Thoughts, we'll definitely ask you about it next Thursday. Thanks for your time today.
No worries, guys. Have a great week.
Yeah, stay healthy, Elliot, you and your family. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. All right, when we come back here on the Instigators Riff, we got to talk about the Sabres Classic game tonight. I don't know if you're familiar with which game this is, but we'll talk about it when we return, because it probably is one of the most emotional, epic games in Sabre history, the meaning of it. And it was only a preseason game. So figure that. We'll talk about that when we return, and more Instigators to come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
It was a regular season game, my apologies, but it was the Rangers-Sabres game, Riv, after 9/11 in New York, and both teams wore jerseys. Obviously, the Rangers had said New York, and the Sabres shirts said New York. And it was a very emotional game. They, Jay Harris, Marty said he could jump on here. He was involved in the game. We can get him on the line. We'll talk to him. We only have a few minutes, but it was an emotional game. I remember watching that game. I was playing for the Rochester Americans. It was an unbelievable game to watch. Mark Messier put the firefighter's helmet on, and you know the FDNY came on. I believe members from the NYPD were on there, first responders and so on. It was obviously everyone remembers, you know, 9/11, 2001, what that day did to history. And then the jerseys were auctioned off after, and a great story about the jersey
is Jay McKee was doing the jersey. He was over the phone. And he was over the phone, and he was willing to pay whatever the jersey would cost. Marty's on right now. Marty, what's up, buddy? I'm just telling the story about how Cheese McKee was bidding against his buddy, his good buddy, for the jersey. And he ended up, I think he ended up having to spend like $3,000 on the jersey, which all went to a great cause.
Yeah, I think Jay was not bidding on it so he could get his own jersey. He wanted his jersey to be one of the highest revenue jerseys out there, and that's why he kept raising the money up. He was betting against himself. At one point, he put more money on top of himself and on top of himself, and he's like, oh, I don't know what I'm doing. So I think that's why.
Ego with a great cause.
That's amazing.
What's happening, guys? I was listening to the show, listened to Elliot, you know, some good stuff out there. I think the one that you guys talked about, just giving Detroit the number one overall pick and have all other 30 teams play, is interesting to me because Detroit is mathematically eliminated and no other teams are. But I don't give Detroit the first overall pick. Maybe I balance the odds a little bit more in their favors, but I don't want to give them the first overall pick just like that.
So stuff we can talk about tomorrow for sure, Marty. Glad you're thinking about that. Let's talk about some playoff scenarios tomorrow, and let's come up with some ideas of our own. But what can you say about this game tonight, man? I mean, you were involved in this game. How emotional was it before the game? What was being talked about in the room?
You know, it was very emotional because James Patrick, who Jeep was playing with us, he wasn't an assistant coach yet. He had played in New York early in his career. So he knew a lot of the firemen and the policemen that were involved in the recovery effort and in the search for everybody that was missing. So it was very emotional because we met some of the families before the game that were still missing their dad or their mom or their brother or sister that ended up perishing and dying in the attacks on the World Trade Center. But there was a lot of tears, a lot of hugs, a lot of smile. It was just a very unique moment. You don't usually get that at a hockey game in that way. Yes, there's emotions running high and everybody's in this together, but I can maybe compare it to the game against the San Jose Sharks after the plane crash in Clarence, how emotional it was in the building in Buffalo, and that game itself, the people at the building. I think it was very similar to that, but on an even bigger scale, because it wasn't just a plane crash. It was attack on our freedom, and it was less than a month after it happened, so it was pretty emotional.
Yeah,
I can't even imagine what that crowd would be like in that building. I can't imagine the emotion from the players that are having to go on the ice, to go through warm-up, to go through the games, and just, deal with the magnitude of what that game means.
Well, I'll tell you what, Rivs. So Al Trotwig, who is a fantastic TV personality, host with MSG in New York, he does the Knicks, he does the Rangers. He's also an actor. He's the guy that does the bobsled comment on Cool Running, the story about the Jamaican team at the 88 Calgary Olympics. So anyway, Al Trotwig goes to center ice, and he says something about what it truly feels and to be New Yorkers, and we're all New Yorkers. And then John Davidson, and to me, John Davidson is one of my role model and the way that he played the game and approached the game as a broadcaster. And now he's the president of the New York Rangers now, but everything that John Davidson did. And when John Davidson got to center ice and did his little speech, it was heartbreaking. It was emotional. It was amazing. So, and the best part about it all, and you guys are going to laugh, but I didn't play that game. I had the best seat in the house. I didn't have to get ready physically, mentally for a game. I got to just enjoy, meet people, talk to fans, and sit on the bench and enjoy what was going on. So maybe one of those games you say, hey, I don't really want to play this game. I want to just be able to take it all in. That was one of them.
Yeah. I just retweeted your video that you did. Where can people find that?
Well, you can obviously go on Sabres.com, and I encourage people to go on Sabres.com every day about noon. You know, there's tons of new content that's being put on Sabres.com because of obviously not having hockey right now. So they're rebroadcasting, publishing some of the articles that were done leading up to the 50th anniversary season for the Sabres. So, but if you go on Sabres.com, if you go on Buffalo Sabres on Twitter, Facebook page, Instagram, anything social media, you will be able to watch the full 10 minutes beyond blue and gold about our visit down to Madison Square Garden. We got to meet with Mike Richter, who was the goalie that played in that game. We had Western New York Heroes there, Fire Department of New York. We went down to the firehouse that was right next to the Twin Towers, and obviously that firehouse was hit pretty bad. So it was, I mean, I think about it, I've got the chills because it was so good.
You know what, Marty? You know what is best, the best thing for me about this game tonight?
You don't have to do Twitter?
No, I don't have any idea who won the game or what the score was. So I get to watch this unbelievable game without even knowing the outcome.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this. That's one of the most said comment to all the players that were in the game. Coaches, Lindy Ruff says, I don't even know who won the game. Mike Richter was like, I don't even know who won the game. I remembered who won the game, unfortunately, because it was Bob Esenza's first game with the Buffalo Sabres. So Bobby Esenza
was my gave it away, Marty.
I'm not going to say it, but it was Bob Esenza's first game. So I remember how Bob played and what he did. So I remember the game. I'm not giving it away. But I also, Petey, I'll tell you this.
Was it unfortunately because Bob Esenza was amazing and you had to sit five more games? Or was it unfortunately because he didn't win the game, Marty? If I find out that the Sabres win tonight or lose tonight because of your comment, we are going to have serious issue tomorrow. Because I honestly have no idea what the score is.
It could be either way, and you don't know. So don't jump all over me. It's unfortunate because, goalie Bob, he was a veteran, and he may have stolen some starts from me or not, but you'll have to watch. But what I wanted to say, Petey, really, and Revs backed me up on this, didn't PD do an amazing job with
Sabres? Shut up. We've got to go. We're late. I'm glad you saved it for a time where I have to cut you off. Why don't you compliment me when we have time, Marty?
How about, PD, I'm going to tell you this. You did an amazing job, but what you got my son got a chuckle out of your tweet that says, sorry to all fans, I had no business playing in the National Hockey League.
In this great league we call the National Hockey League. Sincerely, I was watching myself out there. I admired myself on that, like the play at the net, and then all of a sudden I just got stiff-armed in the shoulder and I fell over. I was like, oh God, get off the ice.
Well, PD, you did an amazing job. I can't believe you put
you
the
go.
Ultimate diss of
you,
that on there, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. So yeah, gotta go to break. I get it. Have fun. Watch the game tonight.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Marty Buron, kind enough to jump on with us quickly. Hate to cut him off, but we got to go for time's sake, and we'll be right back. Instigators from our quarantines, stick around. Trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway, where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. Riv, and as we do our quarantine shows, we come up with all these. When we come back from the NHL, buy, sell, trade. Are you buying, selling, or trading? Everyone should make the playoffs.
Yes. So you're the one who like
not yet. Yes. No, not yes. Buy, sell, or trade.
Buy. And the reason why I say this is I think that Detroit Red Wings should be given the first overall pick. That's just me. They were a horrendous hockey team this year. in the NHL, and then all other 30 teams are in the playoffs and a chance to win the Stanley Cup. That's what I think.
All right, I'm selling this idea. I'm selling this idea. We'll recap it tomorrow with Marty and Darren Dreger's on at 11:30. Enjoy your quarantine today. We'll sign out. One Bills Live next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.